All right, Gary, what are we talking about this week?
Whoa. You'll wake the babies.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Gary. So I brought you to this maternity ward.
Oh, okay. Whew. I was wondering where you got all those babies, but I forgot the car drive over here. So,
babies. I have using a complex system of wires and mirrors. I have tricked Sir Elton John into having a baby with David Bowie.
I love both their movies. Labyrinth King, I believe. Yeah.
Labyrinth and Live in London.
Yes,
I'm guessing. Yeah. The going to bring the baby out pretty soon, and it's going to be all of the properties of David Bowie, and all of the properties of Elton John.
Wow,
combined into one.
He will rule us all.
He will. Oh. This is bringing out a bundle.
Oh, okay. Gary, I'm so excited.
It's weird that they chose me to see the baby first, but it's okay. I think that they had to push a watermelon out of their urethras.
Yeah.
So
they're recovering over in the ICU.
Yeah, with their front shredded like urethra.
I don't know why I'm so happy about their penises being destroyed.
They're both pretty old.
Yeah.
All right, let me pull back the blanket and.
It's a solo jet man, baby.
Hooray!
It's a solar jet man blasted off in the funky, funky cosmos.
Oh, he's here to save us all.
He is.
Gary, I was playing just when I was getting ready to play these games for the show. I was going through my ROM library have totally legally, and I came across a ROM for a game based on the Labyrinth on the NES.
Yeah, I've played such game.
Yes, and it might just be the translation that I'm playing, but it opens up with "Hi, I'm David Bowie."
Hello. Yeah, that game's real weird. You spend a lot of time in the beginning just killing fairies. You know that long fairy killing section? Like, it's like 2 seconds in the movie, but you have to kill a certain number of fairies to get into the maze or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, but like his little sprite is doing Fushigi in front of you. It says, "I'm David Bowie." Sometimes in movies, I don't know. Like, it's really weird.
It is super, super weird. It's a Japanese-only game.
That's probably some kind of really cheeky fan translation then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my guess. The Japanese are cheeky.
Yeah.
Like the Japanese people who undoubtedly, Japanese people did not make Solar Jet Man.
Yeah. What's your name, Gary?
Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where we play games.
Yes. Why are you doing this to us? Why are you blessing us with this joy?
Yeah, this one's okay. I feel like we record these in threes, and this is one of our best batches.
Yeah,
like I was pretty into all three of these games.
Oh yeah,
I was all right with all of them. Like, it's all right.
It's pretty it's pretty good. I'd like to thank Brad Carey for showing us this.
Like, so legit, man, baby.
Yeah, it's the glamest. Glam jam game of them all.
Yeah, I suppose. It has space, has capsules and lasers, mysterious worlds.
And warp ships.
Yeah.
But on the cover it says warship.
Mm.
But in the game it says warp ship.
Yeah, that's right. So you are hunting down. It's like Toe Jam and Earl. Instead of trying to revive the Funkopotamus, you are trying to reassemble the golden warp ship or warship.
Cole, try holding your tongue between your fingers and saying, "I was born on a golden warp ship."
I was born on a golden warp ship.
Yeah, see, you were born for God and worship. It tricks you into converting to Christianity.
God damn it. Do you know how hard it is to get out?
Don't say that.
It's like concernate, Gary.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is? Like, it's easier to get out of like being like a Cosa Nostra wise guy, or it's easier to get out of LinkedIn than to get out of Christianity.
It's easier to get out of my ex-wife's bed. Am I right? yeah.
I don't know what that is, huh?
That's yeah, I don't know this either. Yeah, but doesn't like Golden Warp Ship sounds like something that is like a tongue twister.
Yeah, it does. Golden warp ship.
Yeah, yeah. Warp ship.
Yeah. But I love the conceit behind this, because like this is it's like a colony ship, right? That's like going around and setting up on different planets.
I thought you were trying to like get pieces to just try to get to the end. Like it is a colony ship, but you want to get out of there. Like you are a colony ship, but the idea is you get out.
Yeah. But it's like super cool because you're playing as this little probe that kind of plays by lunar lander physics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A member of the Federation of Space Loonies.
Yep.
In one of my favorite, like, you know, Wikipedia.txt, like the main character belongs to the Federation of Space Loonies. Solar Jetman has no space for more humor than the occasional irreverent touches.
It's just so packed with other stuff of substance.
Yeah. That really thanks for that sentence.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like your better James Bond movies. Like, you know, they do have a little bit of a couple of winks to the camera, but it's mostly intrigue and action and espionage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So you're a lunar lander and you have to go on this planet and gather up stuff to get to the next planet. Mm-hmm. It's like fuel and a piece of the ship.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Mm-hmm. I did not get off the first planet. I kept dying in the because the thing that stopped this game from me from thinking this was a good game, like a real good game, like, I think it's all right.
Yeah.
Was the fact that like your ship dies in one hit and then you have to make your all the way back to the mothership to get a new ship.
Yeah.
To get a new probe. That just drove me crazy. Like I was in the warp zone and got hit by a bullet and then I was like, well, gotta go back.
Yep.
And then got to the warp zone again and got hit, gotta go back. And then what you ultimately have to end up doing is like when you get hit and you're the little guy, clear out all the areas. Mm-hmm. Which is just like real tedious, and then you can just kind of explore it at your leisure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a real interesting loop for this era, though.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The way it treats death is pretty interesting.
Yeah. I agree with that. Like it is a super neat concept
mm-hmm.
for a game. And this was the kind of game, like if I did get stuck with it, like I would have played the shit out of it as a kid.
Yeah.
So I never even knew what this game was. Like I just always saw the cover mm-hmm. and saw the name, but never actually tried it. This is like one of the very few NES games I knew literally nothing about.
Yeah. Aside from the glamness, this like the title is a little bit like one of those Teflon titles. Like it just kind of bounces off of you. Like
yeah.
Space Explorer.
Source Code.
Yeah. I like that movie.
Yeah. That's supposed to be good. I haven't seen it, but because the title made it look really boring.
Yeah.
I do want to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah. But this is a Trade West game, so it's super hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's probably how far did you get? Did you get?
I got to the second planet where the difficulty kind of hockey sticks a little bit.
Like okay.
it's real tough. Like there's more stuff that will insta kill you. So and you know every planet that you go to, I got the sense has like a different gravity value to it. And so
yeah.
the number of taps to get a certain distance kind of changed just enough to make me feel like I was relearning the game over again. You know,
it's weirdly tense because you can never, like, there's no rest. There's no platforming ever.
No.
So, like, you're just constantly having to be aware of staying away from the walls, mm-hmm. like, all the time. It's weirdly, like, you know, there's never a point to relax in this game.
Okay. Let's cross this with Microsurgeon and make Operation the game where you can't touch the sides.
Oh, man. Where you play this little, like, Innerspace.
Yeah.
The game. And you play this little probe, like, going around doing operations.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you can't touch the veins.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go down, cut off a little piece of the liver, take it back out the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a dream once. I almost made one of my coworkers puke. I was telling her about this. And it's not that scary, but it's just where I and it was years ago, but it's super, super vivid. Is that I coughed, like I had a coughing fit in the dream. And I coughed up what looked like a large piece of seashell pasta, but it was made of flesh and it was part of my like throat apparatus.
Oh no.
So I needed it, but not to like live or anything. It just, I knew that it should be inside me instead of outside of me. And I kept like the dream was about me like, oh, that shouldn't have happened. How do I swallow just this just a little bit so it gets lodged into my throat where it needs to be without going into my stomach?
Well, first you lay on your back so that you don't have gravity aiding you. Okay.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah. Or even like put on some moon boots, some funky moon boots, baby.
Yep. Or you go on one of those parabolic suborbital jets. That's meant That's meant to simulate low gravity or free fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that. Or tie this little piece, you know, if you're willing to pierce this piece of throat meat to a small length of string or twine that is exactly the depth that you want to go. So that way it's kind of anchored so that it, you can heal and then, you know, hopefully excise it later.
Yeah, I don't know what the end game was. Like whether it was just like once this was in my throat, it would just like lodge back in.
Uh-huh.
Just back in, but it looked like a fist sized piece of seashell pasta.
Fist size. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like it was huge. It was huge and soft and made of like pink skin. It was really gross. And it was just like, and it was really scary too, because it was like the kind of thing where like I wasn't dying, I just knew something was deeply wrong. Yeah. And I, you know, like that shouldn't be.
Yeah, it's one of those things like this can't happen 11 more times, right?
Yeah.
Huh. You said seashell pasta. I was imagining something like real small, about the size of a cochlea. But yeah.
No. Yeah, it was big.
Yeah, like a substantial hunk of mucosa. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just various flaps and stuff.
Yeah, it was very velvy.
Yeah. Did you try talking in the dream, or was it a?
No, I don't remember. Yeah. I think that like in the dream I had like a sore throat after that happened.
Uh-huh.
Which I guess would happen if you lost your seashell.
Yeah.
But the
what if you had to replace it with an actual seashell, and every time you open your mouth it made ocean noises?
Yeah, you could hear the ocean. Be great.
Yeah. You become the vessel for Poseidon's secrets. You just go around consulting about where like tidal waves are gonna hit next.
That would be amazing.
Yeah,
I'd be way into that. Unfortunately that didn't happen.
Oh.
Sorry to tell you about dream. I can't even remember what reminded me of it.
No, so like we were talking about the interspace thing, like the
because in the dream you could send in a crew to like stick my seashell back.
Just get in there and use their fusing lasers to, you know, to reconnect all the bits and bops.
Yeah. Has there ever been a video game where that's the concept, like you go into a person?
I know like Microsurgeon kind of, but other than that, like Plaque Attack.
Oh, sure. Like, this is a part of a human. Like, I'm thinking like a whole game where, like, you start off with one part of the human.
Oh, just like an extended.
The boss is the brain or something.
Trying to kill this man. It's the inside of Hitler.
Yeah. Inside Hitler's brain.
Yeah.
Like, it's the New York Yankees, and they've been shrunk down to fight Hitler.
What you're describing was like written on a whiteboard in a like a pitch meeting for a game based off of Osmosis Jones.
Yeah. Who was right? There had to have been an Osmosis Jones game, right?
We have to kill Bill Murray from the inside out. That way he won't make Garfield a Tale of Two Kitties.
There's no Osmosis Jones like release game, but there is the Osmosis Jones microorganism maker from Doll Divine, which looks like a flash game where you create a little Osmosis Jones doll.
Okay.
I'm doing it right now.
Can you screenshot that for me? I want to see what you come up with.
It's pretty cool. Let's see. Like, it's pretty confusing.
Oh, well, I mean, you have to pick all of his organelle and such.
It's a lady. I think you can't make a guy.
Oh.
It's all Osmosis Jane. The misandry is real.
I forgot that David Hyde Pierce was in that.
Membrane on, membrane off.
Oh man, oh man,
so weird.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think that oh my gosh, what's that game that it's you're playing the deep sea diver, like exploring and going down and finding shit.
Yeah, we talked about that. I can't remember.
We have it has another one of those Teflon titles. I'm looking that up right now. It's like Endless. No, and it's not Endless Ocean, but Treasures of the Deep.
There we go.
You know, like do that or Endless Ocean for the Wii, except it's inside the body kind of thing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Like a faux educational game.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I like that. I think we're due for a return on edutainment, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah, good edutainment games. That could be like a thing that, you know, because we've got good children's television now.
Uh-huh.
You know, like good edutainment games would be like the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could really see that being like going well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Solar Jetman teaches us valuable things about one Prelvedon.
Yeah. Yeah.
It teaches us about passwords that only have two letters in them. KBBKKK, PBB.
Yeah, PBBBBB. It also teaches us about a real nice, like, pompous game facts guy. Have you looked at any of the game facts for this guy?
No, I haven't.
Check this guy out. So,
which one is Poetker?
Yeah, Poetker. It actually takes the form of like a fact, not like a guide. Mm-hmm. But there's just so much preamble and postamble to all of these questions.
Another day is spent writing a fact. Solar Jetman has you playing the role of, among other things, a tugboat.
What? No way. No, really. Much of this game is spent towing items back to your ship. The other part is spent fighting space pirates to guard those items. But yeah. And then all of the things have these little like, you know, like gravity. Isaac Newton is not your friend. His blasted law is still in effect 2,000 years after he's expired. Yeah. That blasted law.
I love the idea of like somebody, like everything somebody discovers disappearing when they die.
Yeah.
As like this weird sort of like fragmented solipsism. So Alan Turing dies and all of a sudden no computer can be self-aware.
Yeah. Until somebody else discovers it.
Yeah.
Like the knowledge actually disappears.
Yeah. And it has to be discovered really quick because all of his writings start fading in a Back to the Future. Ooh. Like what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good, like, some teen detectives. That's a good pitch.
Why? A few thanks. Rare for making a cool and crazy game like this one way before Donkey Kong came out. CJC for making GameFacts.com. And God damn it, CJC, why are you...
All the thanks to CJC and GameFacts are very funny to me.
Yes.
Well, it just seemed like the honorable thing to do when I received this prestigious publication.
Yes. Yeah. Man, so... You can't fault somebody for trying to put a little bit of...
Whoa. Did you see the thank you after that?
No.
God, for giving me the talent of writing, for saving my soul through his son, and for steering me toward the somewhat benign hobby of playing video games rather than taking drugs like some of my other friends were doing. End of fact.
Have fun on your fucking high horse, you stupid piece of shit. Yeah,
Well, when I've done this fact for Solar Jetman, the three most important people to thank are the people who made the game,
yep,
God, and CJC, our main man.
So I can feel so much better than my friends who smoked a little bit of weed in high school.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck and instead you of playing and Solar Jetman. Judgmental ass. Yeah. God damn it. I don't know why that makes me so angry.
Another day creating facts.
Yes. So, yes. And the talent for writing.
Yes, you can this vast talent.
You don't call yourself talented. You just
no.
Oh man, that is a bad look.
What is it? Let's see what else E. Poet Kerr has done. Bible Adventures.
Okay, cool.
Sure.
Yeah, big ups to the big guy, you know.
Yeah, big ups, like kiss and put your two fingers up in the God. Yep. And then a couple Double Dragons, Clash of Demon, pretty good.
Yeah.
And then Flying Warriors. What's Flying Warriors? How come that hasn't been suggested yet?
I don't know. I can tell you what's not on the list.
Okay. By Culture Brain. I bet you it will end up on the list. this guy's a sack of shit.
Yeah, man. So I feel the same way about this guy's like overly pros as I do about people who put up videos showing for walkthroughs and stuff, as opposed to just writing stuff out. Like,
yeah,
people aren't here to like, this isn't fucking like, you know, amateur night at open mic at the Apollo. Like, we're not here to see you be like, hear you be clever. That isn't to say like, take all the voice out of what you're writing, but like, you don't open up with,
another day. Yes. Perhaps I sat down and
like, I just picture like every time I hear that, see that now, anything like that, I just hear that fucking Davis Arini guy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I was going to bring up Davis Arini about that. The thing about the people who do the walkthroughs and talk through them is that there are already Let's Plays. Like, that's a thing. If somebody wants the commentator, then that's what they go to. Mm-hmm. But if I'm just trying to figure out how to do something,
yeah,
I just need it written out.
Yeah.
Not even, or like, just even shown with annotations. I don't even want to hear a voice. Like,
yeah.
I can help it.
I mean, it extends outside of gaming too. Like, if you try and figure out how to do anything with like video editing, audio editing, or just in general, like anything to do with software, there's like some 14-year-old kid who uses it as his fucking soapbox to like be a comedian about it. Like, no, I really just want to figure out how to get something from this format to this format. Okay.
Yeah. 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 It's really obnoxious.
Yeah.
The people on the internet, sometimes assholes.
Man. Can I veer off topic real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Like, I came into this pretty angry, actually. So I was driving back to my house from a grocery store down the street.
Came into this game or came into this recording session?
To this recording session. Like, I left work, filled up on gas, and I stopped by a grocery store to pick up some odds and ends. And I was driving back. Okay. And so I live in a relatively affluent neighborhood in Cincinnati where, like, I'm below, you know, just like a little bit below both the, you know, just like the age and income, whatever, you know, like whatever. Like, so, but it's pretty nice there. You know, there are bars and stuff to walk through. It's like a walkable neighborhood. Pretty cool. In general, we don't see an awful lot of, like, Keep Cincinnati weirdos here. Mm-hmm. Even though that is totally a thing, like, the entire city has some, like, Portland envy in that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was driving by, and I just about drove over a median, like, hopped a curb to, like, take this guy down because he was dressed up a little bit like a science teacher. He had a cabbie's hat on, and he was holding, as he was riding his fixie bicycle, a sign that was handwritten that said, "Am I famous yet?"
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And I was like, God damn it.
Holding it for people who to see as they drove by?
Yes. Yeah. Like, the reason I saw him was because he was stopping to get out and go into a bar that's, like, down the, you know, that's, like, down the street. And it's like, hey, here's my Am I Famous Yet sign.
That's pretty annoying.
Yeah. So I just about went to jail today.
Well, I'm glad you didn't run him over.
Me too.
That seems extreme.
I know it does. What went through my mind, I was like, Marcellus Wallace, like, motherfucker. Just,
yeah.
If I just, oh, man.
Yeah, that is annoying.
I also had a bad day at work, so that's leading to me being hyperbolic here. So.
Yeah. It is an annoying sign.
Gary, am I famous yet?
He's not getting it right either. That's not a Portland way to do a sign.
I know, right?
It's not a Portland sign.
What's a Portland version of that same sign?
Like, I don't know, weed. I don't know. Yeah, I don't see, like, when people hold signs, it's usually they're, like, gutter punks or legit homeless people.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of, like, attention signs. There's, like, the Portland attention people are, like, the asshole who dresses up as Darth Vader and unicycles around. Like, that's, but they're, like, they're infamous, and there's just a few of them.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. And then there's a couple of them that are, like, there's, like, a weird old guy who does magic who, like, I actually like because he's just, like, a legit crazy homeless person. He's not doing it for attention.
Right.
The Darth Vader unicycle guy, like, I want to hit him with a car. Like, if I drove, it would be, you know, it'd be very tempting to run that guy over because that's awful.
Yeah.
He's just there for, like, when tourists are in town, they can take a picture and be like, "That's so Portland." But like, you've been here. It's just a normal place, the restaurants and bars and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a town.
Yep.
There's nothing, like, it is a, you know, that stuff drives me a little bit nuts too.
Yeah. It struck me as, like, cargo culting a little bit. Like, I'm going to be quirky. Let's bring a little bit of whimsy and chaos to this 2-bit burg.
I think if you killed that person, it should be manslaughter. Like, rather than murder.
Is it, like, would it fall under a make my day loss?
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be Castle Doctrine just for the whole city. Like,
It's like the Purge.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, just like, oh, that's not okay.
Anybody who's expressing the faintest bit of irony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, just, it's just bad irony.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate a funny sign.
Yeah, me too.
No, that's not a good sign.
Not a good sign.
A bad sign.
Yeah. Man.
Did you notice that in Solar Jetman, the diamonds you collect are, like, straight up NES rare style diamonds?
Yes.
Like, they're the same diamonds from Wizards and Warriors.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure have shown up in Battletoads at some point. Like, they're just, like, that's the rare diamond sprite.
Yep. Well, you know, that's just that's economies of scale. They figured out how to manufacture a bunch of those diamonds, and they just are enjoying the juiced margins, right?
Yeah, they have extra pixels to use up, extra sprites.
Yeah,
it's huge too. It's like the size of your ship, is also the size of your man. Like, it's weird.
It's not so much a probe as it is an egg suit that he wears.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a Sheldon costume.
Yep. And if he's in regular gravity, he's like a Weeble Wobble. Mm-hmm. So everybody goes, "Guys, stop pushing me."
He's a real goofball. You're a little guy.
Yeah. Well, he's a space loony.
A space goof. Yeah, he's a space loony. The music in this game is pretty good.
Yeah. I agree.
I thought. Yeah.
So I think that like all the rare games that we've played, like between this and Captain Skyhawk, it's shown that at least in the NES era, and I think you can say the same thing about Battletoads, they were really like pushing the envelope a little bit and like doing some pretty adventurous stuff. So I have to commend them for that, for as much as I don't like Rare in general.
Yeah, they definitely got to be something I like less than like the NES stuff. Like even, you know, like Battletoads is not a bad game.
No.
Like that's a pretty good game. It's just, you know, too hard. Mm-hmm. They were kind of an okay company at the time. And it just really just like with Donkey Kong Country is when I stopped liking them. And then I, you know, was never that into their Nintendo 64 offerings. And and now they're just remaking that stuff now. Right. Yeah. Like it's all just like Donkey Kong Country Returns. And
yeah, well, that's on Nintendo's hand now. Like Rare doesn't have anything to do with those. In fact,
what's Rare doing?
Rare is doing like Xbox 360 stuff. So they did they did like Kinect Sports. Viva Pinata, which is pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
They also were working on like Project Milo. Rare also did the avatars for the new Xbox experience. Nixie.
Okay.
Yeah. Like their last really big like let's make a Rare game was Cameo, I think. Which was
Elements of Power.
Yes. That launched 360 title. So they've kind of veered off of making not like core games, but games in general.
Yeah. Well, good. Like, all right.
Oh, you know what? That's wrong. They made Banjo-Kazooie the car racing like vehicle making game, which actually was pretty fun.
I mean, it's hard to make a car racing game not be kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's hard to like those things are hard for me because I just don't give a shit about those characters. Like I actively dislike.
Yep.
Both Banjo
and Kazooie.
Yeah.
Not one of gaming's greatest birds.
No, I just like that bird.
Yeah.
Phone is ringing. I had to reset all my settings on my phone because my Wi-Fi was fucking up. Mm-hmm. And I haven't gone back in and made all the little adjustments, like making my phone, when it's on silent, not vibrate.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll just bury this under the sweater here.
Yeah, I'll leave it in. I have mine sitting on top of an oven mitt right now, so it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't rattle the table.
Yeah.
Life hacks.
Well, usually, put a life hack on your desk.
Yeah.
Put a oven mitt on your desk. Life mitt.
Wear my life hack hat.
Yeah.
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 Anywho, Solar Jet Man. I don't know. It was fine.
Yeah. Like, dip into it. It's got the Lunar Lander thing. I remember going to the Columbia, South Carolina Science Museum, like kids interactive science museum, getting completely distracted and spending most of the day playing Lunar Lander, because they just had that in the room about space travel. And it's like, okay, I'm going to be posted up here because this is a free video game I can play.
Yeah. Yep. And not learn.
Yep. I was there with like grandparents. It wasn't like a school trip or whatever, but I was like, I've extracted all the value of this. Let me play Lunar Lander, please.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. Like, Lunar Lander is fine. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, so that's... I don't know that I have anything else to say about Solar Jetman.
Yeah, I'm definitely out of things to say about Solar Jetman. I got nothing.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fun. Yeah. Thank you for suggesting it.
Brad Carey.
Brad Carey.
Yeah.
Always appreciate you.
Yeah, and your input. Yeah.
Yeah.
So next time we're going to be playing kind of a really weird one, Circus Charlie.
Yeah, that is. It's just it's something that was big in Japan and not
ever
in the United States.
Brought here. it didn't get a chance to be big here.
Yeah, yeah, but it has. There's a lot of weird affection for Circus Charlie from some people.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of strange.
Yeah,
but he showed up in like a DS Classics.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, but Circus Charlie.
Yeah.
In the meantime, the biggest thing probably you can do is tune in on November 21st if you go to duckfeed.tv/duckstream, you can see the information for our Duckstream charity event for Transactive, 24 hours of streaming stuff from the network.
Yeah.
To collect money for kids, trans kids.
Yes. For education and resources for the kids and their families.
Yeah. It's a great cause.
Yeah. We're really excited about that. And let's see here. Do we want to give more details on that, or are we moving on?
We could probably move on.
Yeah.
People, you should go to the site.
Yeah, go to the site. You'll see a schedule of events, kind of goals and stuff like that, where all that is still a little bit up in the air. But it will be solidified by the day of. And it's a whole 24 hours. Watch for a little bit. Watch for, a long time. Give a little bit. Give a lot. Whatever you...
Yeah, and at some point that stuff will show up on YouTube.
Yes.
Well, at some point it will be archived in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you have 24 hours to spare...
Yep. For this show, all the usual stuff, check out the Patreon and also leave us a rating or review in iTunes. Thank you everybody for suggesting stuff. If you want to get a game into the completely random selection, just go to duckfeed.tv/abjectsuffering and use that widget there, and we'll probably talk about the game on the show and tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, unlike Brad Carey, who doesn't need to go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
See you next week.
Umbasa.
Umbasa.